From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama took some time off from his vacation on Martha's Vineyard today to announce that he is reappointing Ben Bernanke for a second term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. NPR's John Itzde reports.
With Bernanke at his side, President Obama credited the current Fed chairman with courage and creativity in the face of one of the worst financial crises in history.
And that is why I am reappointing him to another term as chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Bernanke thanked the president for his support and said his objective as Fed chairman remains constant.
To restore a more stable financial and economic environment in which opportunity can again flourish and in which Americans' hard work and creativity can receive their proper rewards.
Bernanke's appointment was generally welcomed in the financial markets and among economists. He still faces criticism, especially on Capitol Hill, but reconfirmation by the Senate is not in doubt. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Some mixed news for the economy today, though consumers appear to be somewhat more upbeat heading towards the fall. The business research group, the Conference Board, reported today its Consumer Confidence Index was up in August, rising nearly 7 points from the previous month. Lynn Franco is director of the Conference Board's Consumer Research Center.
Almost where we were in May, and it appears that after 2 months of declines, that confidence is back on the right track.
Closely watched home price index also showed house prices nationally rising in the second quarter. However, White House and congressional budget analysts said today they expect the overall U.S. economy will shrink by 2.5% to 2.8% this year. In Afghanistan, more than 40 people were killed. Dozens of others were wounded in a bombing attack in Kandahar. As Chris Morris of the BBC reports, there was also widespread damage.
The attack took place in the early evening when Afghans were breaking their fast during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Officials in Kandahar say they believe a huge bomb was hidden in a petrol tanker or a truck. Windows across the city were shattered by the force of the blast. The offices of a Japanese-owned construction company were destroyed, and a number of nearby buildings, including a wedding hall, were badly damaged. Local officials have blamed the Taliban for the attack in a region where the insurgency is strong.
The BBC's Chris Morris. Another delay for the space shuttle Discovery and its 7-astronaut crew. NASA, which was forced to scrub an early morning liftoff for the shuttle this morning, has now canceled a scheduled Wednesday morning launch for Discovery. NASA officials are blaming a faulty fuel valve. This morning's planned liftoff was halted due to weather conditions at the Cape. The shuttle is scheduled to fly to the International Space Station. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 30 points to end the session at 9,539. The NASDAQ gained 6 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 2 points today. This is NPR News. A group linked to al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for a deadly truck bombing last week. The Islamic State of Iraq said in an internet statement that the attacks against the finance, foreign, and defense ministries were meant to kill government officials. The August 19th bombings killed more than 100 people. Iraq announced today it has recalled its ambassador from Syria and demanded that Damascus hand over 2 suspects linked to the attacks. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi plans to go ahead with a trip to Libya this weekend. That is despite international outrage over the warm welcome given by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to the convicted Lockerbie bomber released from a Scottish prison last week. NPR's Sylvie Pagioli reports from Rome.
Berlusconi's visit is intended to mark the first anniversary of an Italy-Libya agreement aimed at curtailing illegal immigration. Foreign Minister Franco Frattini dismissed criticism, saying the visit is timely because Gaddafi is the head of the African Union. But opposition leaders have pointed out that the visit will come just a week after Tripoli staged a welcome home reception for Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, the only person convicted for the 1988 Pan Am bombing over Lockerbie that killed 270 people. The Berlusconi visit also comes on the eve of major celebrations to mark the 40th anniversary of the coup d'etat that brought Gaddafi to power. Opposition leaders are further incensed by the Rome government's decision to send the Air Force's aerobatics team to Libya for the anniversary celebrations. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil prices fell today. Futures prices were down $2.32 a barrel, with crude oil futures settling at $72.02 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.